This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
You can't hide from this.
Well, what's it going to be?
You can't do it.
Last week it was Baker's fat, too many commercials. There was a little bit of Fire Freddy.
Poison, bud.
What's it going to be today?
You go ahead and you can... All you have to do is you can take out a dartboard and put a bunch of different reasons there, and any of them will probably be valid. They'll probably be valid. So you go right on ahead. The reaction to this, by the way, isn't as strong if you didn't go out and embarrass yourself in San Francisco last week. We got that right. Do you agree?
I don't know. 2-4 is
no,
2-4.
A loss is a loss, but the reaction to this, like say you would have went out there to San Francisco and made a good showing or even won, then things would be different because you're playing with the Seahawks. You played well enough to win yesterday. That's the entire problem with this. But there's so many things that are brought into this where Kidd made an open that was not just good but also told a story. And part of that story was I have Chris Hubbard running out there and run blocking on a passing scheme, and it tells me, do you know what's going on? We're talking about lack of discipline. Well, we know who that falls on. We're talking about penalties. Well, we know who that falls on, and yes, we will talk about blaming the refs here later on. I promise you that. We talk about a 4th-and-1 play where I think you challenged yourself. So you can go ahead and pick. Oh, we can also talk about throwing interceptions and forcing the football and looking a little bit skittish on that. There's plenty of things to blame. There's a veritable cornucopia of things to go over. So away we go. Because I think there is one overarching thought. Is that you're 2-4. 2-4 is 2-4. You'll have opportunities in the future, but what's to tell me that you're going to step up and overcome adversity and be able to play with leads and take care of your business? Because all Seattle did was do a veteran job and hang around and let the Browns make mistakes and shoot themselves in their feet, and then they went and they capitalized on it. Russell Wilson didn't even start out well, and you had brought up right before the show, Russell Wilson couldn't even hear throughout the first half of the game, which, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this. Go tell everybody about that real quick.
Yeah, his communications were down.
His communications were down in the first half, right? It scares the bejesus out of me. Because let me tell you this. Russell Wilson is an MVP right now. And even he needs to have his communications ready. He's as in control of a game as anybody's going to be in the NFL, and he needs to have his communications. He knows the playbook inside and out. He knows what defenses are going to give him for the most part. He knows what his offense is capable of. He knows what his franchise is about. He knows these things. He's the best in the business right now. I have a second-year quarterback who is definitely struggling, who is inaccurate, who started off well, and then all of a sudden it seemed like that was taken away. And we're always talking about getting plays in and getting things in on time. So it's going to fall on two things. You can obviously blame your quarterback, who's a franchise quarterback, and so we'll take that blame. And you can also look at your own head coach and the entire coaching staff. Because you have talent. You were up 20-6 in this football game. Don't tell me it's not on the roster. You were up 20-6. You had a lead. You even got the lead back. You weren't able to come through. So I don't think there's going to be very many wrong answers today. At 2-4, I think there's plenty of reasons to be upset.
It just hurts because, you know, this happens right before the bye. It's going to be 2 weeks of this team just getting crushed in every direction. You're up 20-6 in that game. I thought Russell Westbrook was off, and I thought Baker had the best pocket he's going to have all year. I mean, he had all day to throw. And somehow they turned the ball over 4 times. I mean, Nick Chubb is terrific, but puts it on the deck for the first time in his entire career? Is that his first fumble? It's just unbelievable of all games. That's the 4-turnover game. And you're not going to win any games that you turn the ball over 4 times. There's just no way.
You got beat by a veteran team that's taken the steps and knows how to do that. That's what happened yesterday. 216-578-0092. You ready to take some calls?
Not really, but go ahead.
Away we go. Wade in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan. Wade.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Don't have time for it. Hit it.
Oh, my God, in heaven. Okay.
We got to be ready. Got to be ready. John and Chardon.
This is hard.
John, go ahead.
A minute 53 left in the first half. We're down on the 8-yard line, and Baker has 20-some seconds to take his time, make sure everything's good to go, and what does he do? He quick snaps for whatever reason. His head coach has three timeouts. Mm-hmm. Knows this is crucial. Going into halftime, we're got them. We're doing great. Everything's doing good. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even call timeout. Then Russell Wilson gets the ball back. He's marching down the field. He's got three timeouts.
I know. Yeah.
Defense is pushed, and he's got three timeouts.
How many? How many times could they stop the clock with those?
At least give your defense a break. Regroup. Figure something out. Russell Wilson's going down the field. He's getting the momentum back before halftime. That's what killed us. Because they went into halftime and said, shit, here he goes. He's running right down the damn.
Right? 0-for-2.
Yeah.
0-for-2.
Can we take another?
Go ahead.
And away we go. Jason and Maslin, you're next up.
I knew that
fan.
Was a bad call from the get-go.
Hell yeah. Wait.
How many timeouts did they have, though? No one's telling me.
Hopefully we'll get them out of the way.
Here it is. Here it is, boys. This is Baker's fault amongst all of the rest of the clown show. But the fact of the matter is that if you flip the script and you put Russell Wilson in the brown and orange and you give him that short little window of two and a half minutes, 3 minutes roughly, where you get the ball and you got to march down and score and they carry you off the field and the Browns were going crazy. And
you're
going to
be mad at me. You're going to be mad at me, Jason.
It would have happened.
I can't. Yeah, you're right, but I can't make that. Russell Wilson is a 8-9 year vet, whatever it is, and an MVP candidate, not in his second year. I don't know if he'd do that in his second year.
Well, and I get that, but I just feel like we're the team, mm-hmm. but in addition, mm-hmm. Baker is regressing, and it's breaking my freaking heart. I don't even know where to begin to try to cope with this. There's no coping mechanism for what he did last year and now what he's doing now. You know what it is? Actually, there is coping mechanism.
Here it comes.
Pour me a beer.
Oh,
pour me a lot of
okay.
beer.
Okay, I thought that it was
drink a beer.
Syphilis. Thank you very much,
Monday
Jason.
Morning.
216-578-0092. Let's get to Vince in Euclid. Vince, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Vince.
Hey, man. Hey, I'd like to say that this season, the Browns are not a very good team. And this season, I just would like to see them beat the Steelers. It's come to this. And, you know, a lot of fans will try to play schedule games. And we're going to beat this and we're going to beat that. See, there's no guaranteed wins. The Steelers lost Seattle by 2, Cincinnati by 1. Arizona's playing well.
So that's where we're at. Wait a minute. Our standards now is just beating Devlin Hodges and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I'm no longer looking at the Browns roster. I'm looking at the coach, who the coach matchups are right now because, you know, Pete Carroll, like I read a meme, Pete Carroll's playing chess while Freddie Kitchens is playing Hungry, Hungry Hippos out there.
Hungry Hippos.
Yes, sir.
Got a Crossfire reference in there.
So, just beat the Steelers this year. And even that's not even a guaranteed win.
Vince, is that I thought you were going to say checkers, and then you said hungry hippos.
You threw us all for a loop.
James in East Cleveland, you're next up on the fan.
Yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday. I never got excited about the game at any point.
Really?
Even though it was up 20-6. You know, they scored that first touchdown early, ripped off the long kickoff. You know, Browns fans were like, woo, 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 supposed to be whooping and hollering. Nothing. I was just watching the game. I'm like, it's a long game. And slowly but surely, Seattle just kept on rhyming away at them. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the turnovers, they had the block kick. I think it's the coach, man. I don't know what it is, man. I just don't think they're ready. And they had these primetime opponents. Like you said, Seattle was built for the playoffs. I really didn't think they had a chance coming in, but the game was right there for them to win. They blew it.
You got James, you know it. I actually kind of feel the same way. I actually kind of feel the same way because you got outclassed. That's how that happens.
You had one coach
who's been coaching for a long time. You have a quarterback who's been quarterbacking for a long time. And remember, without those guys, with those two guys, they're not that great of a team. Their offensive line had some injuries again yesterday. Their defense is not the Legion of Boom anymore. It's not bad. It's not the worst in the world, but it's not bad. And what they did was they were veterans. They were ready for this football game, and they let the Browns go ahead and shoot themselves in the feet.
One more thing, guys. Coming into the season, two things. Coming into the season, they were so hyped up. Everybody crowned them. Can I get a little bit of Danny Green? They wanted to be crowned. They are not there yet. And the only relief that I'm thinking about is the second half of the schedule. After we lose to the Patriots, we're going to get whooped on by the Patriots. It's going to be 2-5. They just got it. They got an easy schedule coming up. Maybe they can make a late run for the playoffs. All right,
fellas. All right. Thank you very much for the call, James. It's going to be like this for a long time.
Yeah, I know the sentiment. I get it. You know, what you're saying is true. They have enough talent to win all these games.
They do.
That's true. But, you know, in this league, look around the league. All these games are one-possession games. It doesn't matter. The bad teams, the good teams.
So it makes your attention to detail that much
more
important.
Right, and that's what they don't have. And if they're just going to get out-coached in every game, then I can't just look at the schedule the second half of the year and go, all right, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win.
That's a good point, because Sean McDermott would probably coach circles around it right now. Mike Tomlin, you know, I want to say nasty things about Mike Tomlin, but he did just win a game on the road with Devlin Hodges.
The same record as us. And they're down to their third-string quarterback.
They're down to their third-string quarterback.
Where would we be if we're down to our third-string quarterback?
Okay, I guess you could get Miami there. Just going on coaching records there. I'm sure Keith's going to make one out of that. Let's see, Arizona, Cliff Kingsbury.
They get a win yesterday?
No, I'm just wondering. Just throwing it out there.
So I get it. Like, there is reason to be hopeful the second half of the year. The problem is you're not getting a coaching edge in any game.
I hope it changes. Because I'm not, as much as people are angry, and vent. Please vent. And you're not going to be wrong. I'm not going to just fire the guy now. I'm not going to entertain that conversation. I'm not, right? We're not going to do that?
No. I mean, if they, who knows because of the Haslams and how they've operated in the past. But even them, I don't think. I think you could lose by 50 to New England. I still don't think your coach is getting fired.
No, I don't think so either. I you got to at least give it the year. Because you do this six games in or something like that. People are angry and they're frustrated. And they're right to be angry and frustrated. But if you start to actually do this six games in, you got a long 2 weeks coming up. I'm waiting for Lock and Ford to write something. I'm waiting for Jay Glazer to report something.
Set down
just
a
something
show.
About pressure. I'm waiting. It's going to come around the corner.
We talked
and then
about this.
Off
on the
we go with that.
We talked about this on the pregame show, which I pray you guys are listening to because that's almost the unedited version of this show. We get away with more on those Sundays, but we talked about this and said if they lose, no matter what kind of a loss it is to Seattle, the hit pieces are a coming, and get ready because there's a lot of people willing to pounce. I mean, think about. The joke of a story that was written by Silver last week on the Baker thing, but those are going to be coming because people have been waiting to pounce on this team. People don't like teams that have been crowned or allegedly crowned before the season starts. So those hit pieces are coming, and I pray these Browns players are insulated. I pray that everybody's happy and that some guys like Rashard Higgins already telling Josina Anderson, I don't know why I played. So that's
why I didn't play?
What he's like, I have no idea. He's like, a coach said I was going to play, and I didn't play. So, I mean, she's putting that out there, which means you have players now starting to talk to the media because they're not happy.
Jarvis didn't talk to the media. Maybe that cancels out.
Well, that's probably
he ran right out of the locker.
Well, it's probably a good thing considering how it went week one when he flipped out at Mark Schwab over an innocent question. So I pray these guys don't start getting to the point where they want to spread whatever their discontent is about the team and why they're 2-4. Because eventually the players aren't going to want to put it on themselves. They're going to want to put it on other people.
I want to say it's not time to panic. It's not time to panic. But are they going to allow us to do that? Are they panicking? That's my biggest issue going on right now. 216-578-0092. We got Dangerous One Daryl Ryder coming up at 720. Morning Buzz at 7. And a chance to win $1,000 in the pigskin payout at 903 in the national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.